for you personally?
I think it was decent. You know, I didn't reach, you know, the goals that I set for this year, but, you know, overall, you know, I got a chance to, you know, to play with some cool guys. You know, I got a chance to meet a lot of good people, and, you know, just hoping it continue.
What were your goals that you set then?
You know, the usual for a DB, I guess. Like interceptions, Pro Bowl, you know, Super Bowl.
How close is this team, I think, getting to, as you said, the playoffs, Super Bowl, mm-hmm. all that?
I feel like we're real close. I feel like, you know, it's all up to us, you know, in this locker room when we want to, you know, take over, you know, and make it happen, you know, and cut down on some of the, you know, costly, you know, things that's costing us to, you know, to not be able to close games in the fourth quarter.
Well, will you gauge the market? Do you want to come back here?
I hope to stay here. So hopefully we get some done before then.
Well, what did you get out of Todd's message to you guys afterwards? Kind of the no excuses theme.
Right.
What did you take out?
I mean, he's been like that the whole year. You know, he don't like excuses. You know, and dealing with a football team, you know, dealing with different guys, different personalities, you know, he's probably heard all the excuses that there is. And, you know, that's one of his main message to us is, you know, it's cut down on the excuses. You know, just do what you have to do, be a pro, you know, and just get the job done.
Do you feel like there were some excuses in play? I mean, this was a young team. It wasn't expected to mm-hmm. do much, you know. Do you feel like he feels like you guys fell into that trap a little bit where playing Harden was good enough or whatever, you know what I mean?
I mean, he wouldn't have said it if he didn't feel it, you know, so obviously.
Did you get confirmation from anybody today that they want you back here?
You know, just talking to the coaches, you know, that's what it seems like.
Well, how much of a reflection or how much of the reason you want to come back is because of time and playing for him and his scheme?
I just love everything about him. You know, it's just the type of man he is. You know, makes you want to play for him.
What was it like playing alongside Jamal and Marcus this season and seeing them grow up?
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, you know, seeing those guys from when the moment they walked in the door until now, you know, and just watching them grow as players, you know, and as leaders, you know, and it's been a ride.
So, I mean, you had a pretty decent year, so why wouldn't you want to let it ride until March and go test the whole open market and then see where you're at?
I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy right here. You know, like I said, I love everything about this organization, you know, from the equipment staff to the training staff to the coaches, you know. So why pack up and move somewhere else if you got everything here?
Foot-wise, are you okay there? Do you need any procedures done? Or you
no, I'm good. I'm just going to rest it a little bit.
How much are you looking forward to that?
For the rest?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
This is the most fun you've had in a while, playing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I enjoying football. You know, enjoying football, enjoying the, you know, the guys in this locker room. You know, they make it much easier to come to work every morning. You know, I know I'm going to laugh. You know, I know I'm going to have a good time.
Todd's message was a lot of players said they really understood what he was saying. It resonated. Did it resonate with you that you got to move forward now? No more.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You got to put this behind you. You know, you got to put it in the past. Obviously, it didn't go the way, you know, we planned it to go, you know. But like I said, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this game is measured, you know, by wins or losses. You know, it's a point-blank lead. But I feel like me, and in this locker room, I feel like we took a lot out of this season. You know, it didn't go how we planned it to go. But I feel like a lot of guys as individuals, as a group, I feel like we took a lot from it. And that's growing up, you know, really finding out who we are, you know, as a team.
Do you feel like you guys made too many excuses this year?
I mean, you can say the excuses, you know, however you want to put them. You know, excuses, you know, if you didn't do this on a certain play, and you should have done that. That's an excuse, you know. So, you can say it's been a lot of them, or you know, it hasn't. You know, it's to each his own.